respect the linmane because generally you're going to wash it off quickly. However, with your scabies, this is a longer treatment, usually overnight. So scabies is caused by Sarcoptes scabii, transmitted via direct contact or sexual contact. You have your distribution of papules, pruritus, and burrows in the finger webs, wrists, elbows, butt, genitalia, and ankles. Diagnosis, observation, microscopic evaluation of burrow. There were two things that we talked about how you could diagnose.
The ink.
One, you can put some mineral oil, scrape it off, and throw it on a slide. And the second, you put fountain pen ink. And what comes at the end of the burrow? It looks like a little vesicle. And what's in that burrow? Well, when we see the female is technically that vesicle. How many females per burrow?
One.
What happens to the males?
He waits outside.
They roam around. What do you find in the burrow?
Eggs
and feces. And what gives us the big generalized allergic reaction, Rash, that we have? The feces. So we have hypersensitivity to the feces, okay? Which is kind of a secondary rash. Treatment. Again, here, we still want to start with our permethrin, but sometimes, and especially nowadays, Sarcoptes is becoming resistant, and we have to move on to things like ivermectin. Treatment for both of these, lice and scabies, you must repeat the treatment after 1 week. And then you give all the hygiene recommendations, like what?
Bathe
regularly, wash your clothes. What did I give you in the little pack of Rid and Nix and all that? A nice comb, and you use a comb every day to
comb out the nits.
Comb out the nits, and that, why do we repeat the treatment after a week?
To get anything that's
for the nits that survive, because they usually hatch within a week. Diagnosis. I heard it over here, but this side didn't hear it, so let's say what they gotta say. All right, hidradenitis suppurativa. Okay, usually in the axilla or the groin area. And this is a chronic, recurrent, inflammatory condition where we have the hair follicles and the apical gland ducts occluded and becoming secondarily infected. Someone want to give me the pathophysiology of this? Patho. You get sinus tracts, but why? You plug the follicles first. Now the ducts of the apocrine are stuffed, so they grow bacteria. The bacteria burst and they form abscesses, sinus tracts. And the really big problem here is what? Inflammation, which causes that hypertrophic scars. And again, these are recurrent. So because of that, your pain, odor, and drainage, those are from the fistulas or sinus tracts. Again, affects the axilla and groin. Here's your big star, double open comedones is pathognomonic, all highly characteristic. Pustules, nodules, abscesses and sinus tracts, and your hypertrophic scarring. Again, a lot of this is caused by or furthers the inflammatory process, and therefore your intralesional steroids are recommended, as well as topical and systemic antibiotics. And isotretinoin, what kind of drug is that?
Tetragenic.
What is it used for? Acne. And what are one of the associations with this? With acne, right? So females with acne. And your surgery for any abscesses. Diagnosis?
Pemphigus.
Oh, be careful. Pemphigus. So do we see? Who asked me before about that? You. Do you see how they look different? They're flaccid bull. This doesn't look like your gingival stomatitis. Okay? So here, pemphigus vulgaris, associated with oral and skin lesions. Why do we get these? What kind of disease? It's an autoimmune disease. And which one is more serious, this one or the other one? This one is more serious, pemphigus vulgaris. So this is a serious yet uncommon autoimmune blistering disease. Here, IgG is produced against proteins in the skin and the mucous membranes. IgG, and keep this in your head for 1 minute, is produced against proteins in the skin and mucous membranes. This leads to acantholysis, separation of the epidermal cells, and intraepidermal bulla. Therefore, since it's in the epidermis, they usually come out flaccid. What's flaccid mean?
Not hard, but
they're not firm. They usually bust easily. Okay. The peaking prevalence is in 50 to 60 year olds. And again, this is a recurrent, painful skin disease and oral mucosal disease. flaccid blisters or bulla that leave residual erosions. There's usually not scarring upon healing, but there is hyperpigmentation of the infected areas and a positive Nikolsky sign. What was that? You press lateral to it and you see cleavage or separation. Diagnosis, both of these, pemphigus vulgaris and bullous pemphigus, is biopsy with immunofluorescence. Treatment, this is more serious. So again, we usually treat these patients in burn units or ICUs. Worry about their fluids, electrolytes, local wound care, and because this is an autoimmune disease, high dose prednisone and immunosuppressants. Again, IgG, skin and mucous membrane, intraepidermal. As opposed to bullous pemphigoid, less severe, chronic autoimmune bullous disease, IgG in the dermal, epidermal basement membrane with sub-epidermal, hence not flaccid bulla. Peaking prevalence in greater than 60-year-olds is usually self-limited, but it takes 5 to 6 years. H&P, the lesions usually begin as pruritic hives. They do eventually evolve to bulla, and they're large but tense bulla, and they too may rupture, leaving denuded areas on erythematous or normal-appearing skin. The blisters are widespread, but they usually do appear on flexor surfaces, and we cannot use oral lesions to differentiate this because bullous pemphigoid has 20% incidence of oral lesions as well. Diagnosis is the same, biopsy of the tissue with immunofluorescence, and the treatment, topical systemic steroids and immunosuppressants. Diagnosis.
Oh, those are the
little belly buttons.
Yes. Molluscum contagiosum. What's happening to that one? It's undergoing spontaneous regression. So this is a self-limited viral infection caused by what type of virus?
Careful.
It's a pox virus. Okay? Self-limited viral infection of the skin affecting children and sexually active adults. Immunocompromised patients may develop a more widespread and larger lesions, especially exacerbated by... See who read.